Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 26th of October, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Excellent. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Goody. It's going to be that kind of show. I did not realize right out of the gate. So here we go. First up, we have a PSA for everybody. There has been a system update that came out yesterday. Not the one you're thinking of. If you are running Big Sur, there is an 11.6.1 update that was released yesterday. When you go look at the software update pane in system preferences, when you look at it, it's going to sort of look the opposite of what we got on the iOS side, where on iOS, when the new operating system came out, it said, hey, if you want to update iOS 14, which is what you have installed, here's the update. That was kind of the big thing at the top of the screen. And then down at the bottom, it said, if you want iOS 15, it's down here. And on the Mac side, they went, Monterey is out and it's iOS, it's Mac OS 12, which is good because it's a 12 gigabyte download and you should update. And then sort of quietly at the bottom, there's like a more updates. And if you look there, you'll see the 11.6.1 update. So there is an update for you to install, even if you're not ready to go to Monterey yet. And if you're not, that's fine. But 11.6.1 is out there for you. And fans of Security Friday know that we are big fans of making sure that you run those updates, because a lot of times what's in them is stuff to keep you safe. Most of what we want to talk about today, though, now that we've gotten the update out of the way for Big Sur, which is so last year, I want to talk a little bit about Mac OS 12, which is Monterey. Apparently, we're going to not just iterate Mac OS 11.1, 11.2 for the next two decades. So, Jeff, I know you ran the Monterey beta for a while anyway.
Yeah, several months I've been running it. I think I jumped on with beta 3 or 4. I can't remember which.
Okay. And what is the machine you are running it on?
I've got a 2018 Mac Mini.
Okay. So a late model Mini, not an Apple Silicon machine, which was part of what I was wanting
Correct.
To know about. Okay. And what was the beta experience like? I know sometimes, I guess some summers, it can be a really rough experience to be running betas, and sometimes it's not so bad.
Yeah, this one, it's been fairly smooth. No real major headaches. Everything just kind of upgraded smoothly. The features that were turned on worked fine. The features that weren't turned on were annoying because they weren't turned on. But, you know, I didn't experience any problems.
Okay. Well, we will talk about features enabled and disabled later. I don't know how long, because I don't remember how long sort of the release candidate was out before it was released. So is it dramatically different if you were running the betas to move to the final version?
Yeah, the release candidate was out for, well, the first release candidate came out the day that they announced the new MacBook Pros.
Oh, okay.
And then RC2 came out later that week.
Okay.
So it, you know, it's been fairly recent. It has been, you know, it was still smooth. I don't remember anything new getting turned on with the release candidate.
Okay.
But I'm not, you know, like I don't have anything for universal control, which has not been turned on at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just all of a sudden, instead of saying beta, it said
12. It didn't say beta anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And if you are looking at that update panel and it looks a little odd to you, it's because the shipping version is 12.0.1.
Right.
So.
And I touched on that in an article last week. The prevailing speculation is that, and we'll know more today as people get the new MacBook Pros, is that the MacBook Pros have 12.0, but Apple has already issued a patch for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brian, do you have any questions about the Monterey beta so far? Or about what the beta experience was like?
One of the biggest things is, like, you know, what's striking you that's like a different experience? I mean, yeah, we know that some things look different. There's some additional features added, but like, what's hitting you over the head?
The biggest thing that's hitting me over the head is that, you know, I will, like, if I'm going into edit an image or whatever, you know, I'll click inside the image. And now if I do that and there's any text, all of a sudden it selects that text.
Oh, okay.
Because of live text.
Because live text is on, yeah.
Monterey gets live text. And, you know, we weren't supposed to get it on Intel Macs, but Apple decided to go ahead and throw it in there.
All right. Not too shabby.
Now the biggest thing ever since 15.1 coupled with Monterey, when the release candidate came out, is I can now AirPlay from my iPhone to my Mac.
Oh, nice.
Which is okay. AirPlay video, not mm-hmm. just audio, but video too. So like my HBO Max app, mm-hmm. I don't have to go to HBO Max's website on my Mac anymore.
Oh, that's nice.
I just put my phone down, cue mm-hmm. up the video, and it plays.
That's fantastic.
So. Yeah,
that is super fun. Yeah. Have you played with the new FaceTime yet?
Not too much. I did when I was doing my my article on how to FaceTime with Android mm-hmm. people, and that feature is turned on. You can create a link to a FaceTime, which you can then share with somebody who's, you know, going to join into your FaceTime through the web. That works
via other means, basically.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Which means, you know, you can, someone who's on a Windows PC can jump onto your FaceTime. Someone who's on an Android phone can jump on.
So it's much more, it's much more like Zoom, basically, yeah, where you send out a link to everybody and it sort of doesn't matter what platform they're on, because they can all, everyone can join it through a shared link in a web browser.
Correct. Okay. Correct. But the elephant in the room that I think people are going to wonder about is, do we have SharePlay on Monterey yet? And that's the feature that came with iOS 15 that allows you to share music or Apple TV content or mm-hmm. various other apps with other people, right, through FaceTime. And the answer is no, that's not on Monterey yet.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit more about another feature that Monterey has that you may have resisted up until pulling the trigger. I think a couple more things that maybe aren't rolled out immediately. But first, what I want to do is take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is SimpliSafe. Now, I've told you about SimpliSafe before. The founders wanted a security system that was easy to set up and use. And to that system, they have now added an outdoor security camera. Just like their other stuff, it's very easy to set up. It's very easy to use it. And one of the great things about, well, there's a number of great things about it. It's 1080p. It's got 8x zoom. It's got night vision. But the thing I like about it best is that it's got a rechargeable battery. So you really can put it anywhere, but that battery is easy to remove so you can charge it. And it will integrate with any SimpliSafe setup, whether it's new or existing. SimpliSafe is celebrating this product with 20% off a new system and the first month of interactive monitoring for free. Here's how you get it. Just go to simplisafe.com /TDO and create a system to protect your home and your family. That's SIMPLISAFE.com/TDO. So just go to simplysafe.com/TDO and get started configuring. And we'd like to thank Simply Safe for sponsoring the show today. Now, the feature I was talking about that people may get sort of, I guess, whether they want it or not, is the new version of Safari. Because if people have heard about Safari, you know that at least initially, most people didn't like it. People installed it and noped out pretty hard, I think is probably a fair assessment. Really, Brian?
Yeah, it's just change, man. There are people get better.
Yeah, some of it I hated. I'm not gonna lie, and it's not because it was different. Some of it was hard to get used to, like the tab bar at the bottom, right next to my thumb. After spending years reaching up for the address bar being at the top, having it be at the bottom is kind of odd.
Hey, we're talking about Monterey, right?
Yeah, but there some stuff came, like Safari changed kind of everywhere. And so like that was a thing that irked me. But some of the other stuff, like that only irked me because I was like, oh, come on, you know, it's at the bottom now. It's been there for a while. But some of the other stuff that at least initially was part of Safari that I believe has been got rolled back was really frustrating. And like when I did try to use it, it mostly just made me mad. And it's not because it was different. It was because it didn't work as well as the old way. And it needs to work at least as well as the old way for me to not be complaining about it. So that's just maybe that's just me. I don't know.
And I'll admit now that the whole compact tab bar thing mm-hmm. that Safari now has in Monterey, I've already switched that over to separate. It is not as nice to use on Monterey as I think it is on iOS.
That's true. I would agree with that with that statement. I don't think it's as easy on macOS either.
It isn't. And, you know, I posted last week, I think it was last week, I posted, you know, a kind of a guide of how to use the new tab bar mm-hmm. on iOS 15. Okay. And, you know, the benefits that I see to it on the iPhone, mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense on a Mac.
Yeah. I think that was part of what I didn't like about it was the stuff that they changed didn't make the macOS experience any better. And that was where a bunch of the change was happening. So,
yeah. And, you know, this is where Apple has for years, they seemed to hold this notion of we know what the users want better than the users do.
That's fair.
But with this and with other things that we've seen recently,
are you saying that Steve Jobs is wrong or was wrong? Apple users know what they want until we show it to them.
I'm not.
This has been an Apple hallmark for decades.
I'm not saying that he's completely wrong. I'm saying that Apple has shown recently that they do listen to complaints and they do rethink what they're doing and then offer a compromise.
Okay.
That's fair.
I could say
that.
And
that's what they've done with Safari. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm not saying it didn't need to be different. I do like having the tab bar at the bottom on iOS. Mm-hmm. But the compact tab bar thing, I feel like if it only works for you, much like Safari, it only really works for you if you never have a double digit number of tabs open. If you do, this may not be the situation right. You want to be in. And that may just be like me, but it seems like that seems to be the case. It seems like compact tab bar works great if you have, you know, 5 or 6 tabs and any more than that. And it ceases to be a useful change.
I'm just wondering what's different about my experience to yours from the standpoint of there was maybe a half a day, maybe a day of trying to adjust to the changes for tabs. And then I forgot about it. And like the biggest thing that has stuck out for Safari for me has been the fact that private browsing pages don't. There are some pages that look like they might be private browsing pages when they're not, simply because of the coloration that Safari ends up taking on. But other than that, yeah. I mean, that's a relatively minor quibble, mind you. It's a real quibble. And to Kelly's point, things, if there's going to be change, it should be better than it was. I fully support the way she said that in that entire concept. And to Jeff's point, it is important that Apple do listen to its users. But I haven't had any kind of major shock at using this new version of Safari. It
okay.
just hasn't been a problem for me. And so I'm wondering what's different about my experience to yours, because Kelly, I had learned years and years ago to pay attention when you're noticing something.
Well, do you live in Safari? Is that your primary browser? Oh, yeah. Do you spend all your time there? Okay. So
I've got three browsers that I spend a lot of time in, but Safari is probably 70%.
Okay. I am probably less than that, and maybe my experience would be different if I spent more time there. I could totally see that. But for the most part, like, because I think that might be part of it, because I'm not there enough to sort of assimilate it fully. Maybe that's it. Like, maybe if I spent a solid week spending way more time in Safari than I normally do, maybe that would help. I don't know. But like, at a minimum, I think part of it for me, like, initially I'd had to turn off that tab color thing because it was just screwing, because I have some pages with dark backgrounds, and I ran into that private browsing, incognito browsing thing that you were just talking about. And I'm like, I can't tell what's happening here, so I have to turn that off. So I turned it off, and then that made all the rest of that a little easier to do. But part of it might just be that I don't spend as much time in Safari. Now, do you have one or more internets open in tabs at all times in your browser? That would be my next question.
I am. You might be the queen of tabs, but I'm the co-queen of tabs.
I forgot that's what it says on your business cards. I should remember that's what's on your business cards. Co-queen of tabs.
Co-queen of tabs. So I will sometimes have scores of tabs open between, you know, across all my windows.
Okay. Cool. Basically that's going to wrap it up for us for now. We do have more to talk about in general, and I will tell you that you can find more information about Safari and the new version of macOS called Monterey and tips about Safari both on macOS and iOS over at macobserver.com. And I'd like to thank Jeff and Brian for joining me today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.